Next to your home, your vehicle is where you'll spend a good amount of your life. So make the ride exhilarating. Introducing the all-new, fully reimagined Infiniti QX60, a luxury SUV designed to help you conquer life in style. The all-new QX60 features ample cargo space, available massaging front seats, and a panoramic moonroof. It's as functional as it is stylish and as versatile as it is serene. Visit InfinityUSA.com to check out the all-new, fully reimagined Infiniti QX60. Now with extremely limited availability, contact your local retailer for inventory information.
Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast. Our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned Into Hope. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Coming to you from an entrenched barricade deep in the heart of Central North Carolina. Masculine Journey After Hours, a time to go deeper and be more transparent on the topic covered on this week's broadcast. So sit back and join us on this adventure. The Masculine Journey After Hours starts here now.
Welcome to Masculine Journey After Hours, and we are talking this week. Andy, what are we talking about this week?
Brokenness.
There you go.
Sleep. That's what we're talking about. Catching up on sleep.
Yeah, that's broken.
Yeah.
Danny, what can you add to the whole topic of brokenness? Anything, you got to get a microphone. That's that white thing there that you just move over.
Add to the topic of brokenness?
Yeah. Anything more that we're talking about?
That most of us, all of us are broken.
Yeah. All of us are broken, right? None of us escape it.
And all of us are sleepy, apparently.
Apparently. And I didn't tell you I was going to throw you those questions, because I enjoy that. That's just for me. Anyway, David, I know you're listening to this. We had a conversation when you weren't here this week about, you know, who wants their clip played? You know, and you weren't here to go, me. And so, you know, we're not playing yours. We'll continue on with the topic of brokenness, just adding to David's brokenness right there. It's my part to play in that role. No, we're all broken. That was Jesus's mission, is what we talked a little bit about, right? Was to come and to heal the brokenhearted, to bind up the brokenhearted, set the captives free, release the prisoners from the darkness, you know, all those kinds of things. And lots of other great scripture, you know, talking about it. But there is so much scripture on the topic of brokenness. And every story, it's hard to go through a story in the Bible and not see brokenness in there somewhere. Right, and God interceding. And so I'm going to, first clip I'm going to play, it's actually a song. It's 2 minutes from a song. It's from Cody Carnes, and Andy brought this to the radio show, man, a while back.
Yep.
And I just wasn't really paying attention to it until recently. And it's just been on my playlist probably a couple times a day with a few other songs that I listen to, and it's just speaks volumes to me. But I want you to listen to the words in it. It's kind of... It's got the chorus in there once, and it's got a couple of the verses. But I want you just to listen to the words about this topic of brokenness.
I've carried a burden for too long on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone. I hear your invitation to let it all go. Yeah, I see it now. I'm laying it down, and I know that I need you. I run to the Father, I fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart. My soul needs a friend, so I'll run to the Father again and again and again and again. My heart is beating your sight long before my first breath.
I know that was long, but there was so much of it. I just didn't want to cut certain parts of it out, you know. And as you listen to that, there's so much in it, you know, beginning at the start where he says, you know, I've been carrying this burden that I've not been meant to carry. It was never mine to carry. And that's, I know, sitting around the room looking at you guys, that's all of our stories, right, that we carry it. And when we can give it to him, because our heart does need a surgeon, our soul does need a friend, you know. And through that song, as he sings it, as he gives it over to the Father and runs into his arms, just the way he is, broken, beaten, you know, all these things, he can feel the grace, the love, and he can get what his heart needs. Right? And that's really the answer to what we're talking about today. But as we talk through the rest of this, we're going to talk about when God's met us on the road of brokenness, sometimes with clips, maybe sometimes without. But man, this year for me, I think the reason this song has meant so much to me, I'm finally at 59. Yeah, age 59, I think starting to understand how every day I need to run to the Father. You know, and I have to stop and listen to it a couple times to remind myself that that's where I'm going to find that life from death, as he talks about in the song, that I'm going to find that hope for my soul, that, you know, regardless of what life's throwing at me or decisions that I make or other people make that impact me, you know, whether I know them or don't know them, they still impact me, right? That all that can kind of fade away when I'm in his arms and I'm in that grace. And so for me, it's just a very key thing. Andy, thank you for introducing me to the song, but it's, man, just so powerful.
Well, it was from when I went up to the advanced camp in Ohio, and it spoke to me in the same way that it spoke to you, I think. The fact is that brokenness that we talk about in the run of the Father, Father God was the one that was instrumental in my healing of my heart. A lot of that came from my identity and realizing he was available and close and available to me to heal those wounds. But it wasn't just that he did that and moved on. The fact that, you know, I talk about it all the time about the orphan spirit, but when you have an orphan spirit, you don't continue to go back to the Father. So I've even myself this year been checking myself. Whenever something comes up that I would have normally went and tried to handle myself, I do. I run to the Father. I go and I ask him. I bring him into the situation much quicker. Now, that doesn't mean I get it right all the time, but I find myself saying, okay, I've got a problem in my life here. Am I going to spend all my, you know, mental capacity thinking about it, or am I going to run to the Father and get help from him?
Mm-hmm. Now, you said before the show, one of the verses you liked in there was, I was in your thoughts before my first breath.
Right, exactly. That was the things that you pick up. But that is, I mean, it talks about, you know, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. We know that. We've heard scripture about it. But it's still hard to think about all this crap that I've went through in my life. God was there before all of that, you know, I was in his thoughts. And, you know, sometimes we feel so disconnected from that idea that God, you know, he's got so much going on, he can't handle it. But it's crazy that is really what life is about, is finding God, that he's available anytime that we need him.
I you had some very nice words there, but I did definitely hear where you said you were like way ahead of me in discovering this before I found it. You know,
when
like,
did I say that?
You said, well, you found it at the Ohio boot camp. You listened to the song.
Oh,
and, yeah.
Well,
so it's like six.
It's
eight,
not
months,
like
ten
I months. Discovered it.
Yeah,
somebody just kind of handed it to me. You
I
know?
See. I see how.
Well, that's a shout out to the Ohio guys, but it is. I mean, we played it at boot camp a few times after that, and it just settles in your spirit of the idea that, you know, what we really do a lot of times in our spiritual lives is if we mess up, we run from the Father.
Yeah.
Instead of two.
Yeah, and then he talks about it in the song, yeah. You come out of hiding.
Yeah.
Right. So, Robbie, you actually have a clip that you would like for us to play, and you'd like to talk about that clip, would you not?
Yeah. Well, I wish I could tell you the name of the movie, but it's a...
I think it's called Two Phones.
The clip's called Two Phones because what happens is the husband discovers his wife has two phones, and of course the husband's worst nightmare is awaiting what he finds on those phones. And then you have the ultimate confrontation between him and his wife, and some things as you listen to this confrontation is, you know, and unfortunately, several of us sitting here have had this happen. including me twice, that you feel like you've just been punched in the stomach. And so your immediate response is, I've got to get, you know, I've got to protect myself. I've got to get even, you know, all these things. And you'll hear him say, you know, I am 100% sure, right? This is not me making this ugly. And just let that roll around in your brain a little bit as you listen to this confrontation.
What is it?
Come play with us.
I want to talk to Mommy first.
Baba can be weird sometimes.
I'll go inside.
Why?
Because it's going to rain. You ready to go? What is it?
You have two phones. Must have been a lot of work keeping track of two of those things.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
The guy Max from the shoot in Mexico?
Yeah.
That's too bad. Has he been here in this house?
Of course not.
Because somebody wrote in my journal.
He's not here. He's in New York. He has meetings.
I don't get where Max has meetings.
I'm sorry.
So who wrote in my book?
I don't know. Did Ella? Is that the biggest problem we have right now? Don't make it ugly.
I'm 100% sure that I am not the one that made this ugly.
Can't do this.
If only you'd said that to Max.
You know, it'd feel a lot better if you yelled and screamed like a normal person.
No, thanks.